8 different people have represented the 28th State Assembly District since the 1980s. 4 have been Republican and 4 have been Democrat. Yet 7 of the 8 have been men. Two-term incumbent Republican Adam Jarko is leaving office, and this time around, both candidates running for his open seat are women. No matter who wins, the 28th District will have a female representative for the second time in 30 years. As more women run for office statewide and nationally, legislators at both levels may see the gender gap narrow. Will the 28th Assembly District play a role in such a change? Today on the West Side, we talk with the 28th Assembly District candidates competing to represent the area. We'll discuss their platforms, qualifications, and as always, we'll take your calls. I'm Rich Kramer. This is the West Side. Thank you for tuning in this Monday morning on Ideas 88.3 and 88.7. A quick overview of the 28th Assembly District. It's a far western Wisconsin district and borders the Mississippi River. It includes Polk County, southern Burnett, and northwestern St. Croix counties. Traveling north to south in the district, you would encounter places like Webster, Siren, Grantsburg, Frederick, Luck, Balsam Lake, St. Croix Falls, Dresser, Amory, Somerset, and many points in between. Now to introduce today's guests, we welcome the candidates from the 28th State Assembly District race in no particular order. Gay Magnifici is a Republican from Dresser. She grew up on a farm near Amory, Wisconsin. After 35 years, she retired from pediatric nursing in 2017. She also spent 12 years working in the mental health field. Now she and her husband own a small business. While she has been active with the Polk County Republican Party, this is her first run for political office. Gay Magnifici, welcome to the West Side.
Oh, thank you, Rich. It's great to be here.
Great to have you. Kim Butler of Balsam Lake is the Democrat in this race. She attended college in Iowa before moving to the Twin Cities to work in television production. She came to Wisconsin in 2001. She currently owns a small business near Milltown and works with the Polk County Democratic Party. This is her first run for political office. Kim Butler, welcome to the West Side.
Thanks, Rich. Hi, Gay. It's good to be here.
Listeners, we would love to hear from you. We've got phone lines open for you to call in and speak directly with the candidates from the 28th Assembly District. If you live in the district, one of today's guests will be representing your interests in Madison for the next 2 years. So what's happening in your corner of the world? Do you feel heard by your current representatives? 1-800-228-5615 is the number to call to share your question or your comment. We will welcome all callers, whether you live in the district or not. The winner of this race will represent the 28th, but they also are responsible for legislation affecting the entire state. So call now, 1-800-228-5615. Our phone lines are full at this point, but keep trying. We will get to your call as soon as we are able. So the first question I always ask the candidates on this program is why? Why should you represent the 28th State Assembly District? Kim Butler, I'll start with you. Why are you running?
Okay. Well, partly because I haven't felt heard. I think that a representative should represent everyone in their district, whether they're Republican, Democrat, Independent, or even a non-voter. And so I'm running because I want to be that voice for Western Wisconsin. I want to be that person that is there to help people, to listen to their issues, and to respect what they have to say and take everything into consideration, regardless of party. I am running because I'm a mom, a small business owner, and a 12-year cancer survivor. And all of those things influence exactly what I want to bring to office. I think affordable health care, accessible health care, is extremely lacking in our district in the state of Wisconsin. I think that we can fix those issues on a local level. I also am concerned about school funding for public schools. I have 2 children. One's a teenager. Well, they're both teenagers. And one is still a senior in high school, and the other one just graduated and started college this year. And finally, my husband and I own a small business. I've done a lot of volunteer work in the area, and I see families struggling. So family-supporting jobs are extremely important to me, and I want to push for that. I've always been a problem solver, and can come up with creative solutions to problems, and I'm a deep listener. I feel great empathy towards people and listen and try and figure out ways that we can solve their issues.
Kim Butler, thank you for that. Gabe Magnifici, the same question to you. Why should you represent the 28th State Assembly District? What has driven you to run?
Well, I am running because of my conservative values. I've always wanted to serve but couldn't until now. And like you said, I retired after 35 years as a pediatric nurse, and I want to focus on the rising cost of health insurance. I have friends and relatives that are paying $1,500 to $2,000 a month with a huge deductible, and I just don't think it has to be this way. Wisconsin's economy is booming with low employment. We have lower taxes and more jobs than people to fill the jobs. I want to keep Wisconsin moving. 8 years ago, our state budget was $3 billion in the red, and now we have a huge surplus. I mean, I couldn't run my house or my business like that, and the state shouldn't either. I love our district. I want people to be able to work here, retire here, and live here.
Thank you for that, Kim Butler, or excuse me, Gay Magnifici. Now I want to ask both of you a follow-up to that. So we've already touched on a couple issues. You both have brought up health care, for example. But is there any one issue that you think is biggest, you know, most forefront to the 28th Assembly District? And Gay Magnifici, I'll start with you.
Well, I think health care is the biggest issue out there. I think we need more competition and more transparency. See, that is the only way to ever reduce health care costs. I just don't think that pouring more tax dollars into the health care system is ever going to bring down the actual cost of health care.
Thank you for that. Kim Butler, what do you think is the biggest issue facing the 28th?
Well, I'd agree with Gay. I think that health care costs are a huge issue. Also, health care accessibility. I still run into people when I'm knocking doors where the parents don't have health care, but the kids are on Badger Care. So I have a different approach to fixing this. I want to open up Badger Care as a buy-in option for everyone. I want to take the federal Medicaid expansion money, and I want to work on the zip code prejudice. In western Wisconsin, particularly in Polk County, we spend some of the highest premium rates of any county in the state. If I move to Madison, I might pay hundreds of dollars less per month on my premium. I am a small business owner, so I've had insurance. I've paid for my own insurance for 17 years in Wisconsin. I've been in the high-risk pool. My kids have been on Badger Care. I've bought private insurance. I've been denied coverage. I've had pre-existing conditions not covered before the ACA. So I have really been in the fields and in the trenches with this health care problem firsthand.
With that, let's go to the phones. We've got the phone lines are bursting at the seams, so let's go to William in Frederick. William, you're on the air. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Rich. And for your information, the 28th Assembly District is bordered by the St. Croix River.
Oh, excuse me.
So
it's not quite as muddy yet at that point.
But thanks a lot to the candidates and for public radio to give us this opportunity. I've listened to a number of the candidate forums that have been on public radio, and I think it seems like we really haven't come up with some questions that have really shown differences between candidates. And I think I'm going to toss one out there that I hope will do that. I think down in the 23rd, the candidates Bernier and Kapsner hit on one that I thought was pretty good, and that was nonpartisan redistrict of our congressional districts. And we know, and back in 2011, the majority party did that redistricting as they're supposed to be doing, but it was done behind closed doors with oaths of secrecy and all everything else under the sun. So my question for the candidates is, do you think the congressional redistricting from 2011 was done fairly? Yes or no? Why or why not? And if you're in the legislature, will you vote for legislation that creates a nonpartisan redistricting process? Why or why not? So those are the two questions, and hopefully we can start seeing some real differences. We know our state is very divided, the country is very divided, but we need our candidates to show us some real differences. And my big issue in this one is non-district, non-partisan partisan redistricting of our congressional districts. Thank you.
Thank you, Frederick. Excuse me, William in Frederick. Great question. And since Gay started the last question or gave the first response to the last question, I'll start with you, Kim Butler.
Okay. No, I don't think the redistricting was fair. Particularly in the Assembly, recently, in recent elections, the Republicans won about 48-49% of the vote, but came away with 60, which is roughly 60% of the 99 seats. I've tried to teach my own kids that playing a sport, if you win through an unfair advantage or by cheating, it's not really a win. And I've tried to convey that same message to the soccer teams that I've coached and my Girl Scout troop. So, yes, I would definitely support an Iowa model of nonpartisan redistricting. I think it's extremely important that voters choose their representatives and not the other way around. And I would be fully in favor of moving us that way because, yes, I'll admit, Democrats also gerrymander. But with sophisticated computers, the situation has gotten extremely much more gerrymandered than it ever has in the past. We need to put a stop to that.
Gay Magnifici, what do you say to William and Frederick, who is, you know, wants to see some sort of changes to how the districts are redrawn? And so do you think that the 2011 redistricting was fair, and what would you do if presented with legislation that would change the system?
I would consider looking at that, but I feel that it was done fairly and under the law. I just can't see you putting bureaucrats in there that are in there for the duration. If you don't like the way things are done, I mean, elections have consequences, and that's how you would remedy that. I do feel like it was done lawfully.
All right. Thank you for that. So let's go now to Richard in Amory. Richard, you're on the air. Thanks for calling on the West Side. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you, and thanks for taking my call. I don't have a big speech prepared, as William did, but my question is very simple. What is your position on the Second Amendment? And this goes to each of the candidates.
All right. Plain and simple, but a good question. So let's start with Gay Magnifici. What's your position on the Second Amendment?
I support the Second Amendment. I believe it is the most important right because the Second Amendment keeps the government from being able to impose tyranny. And as far as I know, everybody thinks about school safety when this comes up, and I just feel that I'm grateful for Governor Walker that he set aside $100 million for safe schools. And also then that brings up the mental health issue too. And we need to do more by recognizing kids needing help and intervening early. But I do totally support the Second Amendment and hunting rights.
All right. Thank you for that. If I could just follow up, some states and even at the federal level, some lawmakers have been considering expanding background checks, specifically with regards to mental health. The idea is that if they can catch some people while they're trying to purchase firearms, you know, that might have some kind of have had some sort of a mental health issue, that it would maybe save some lives. So would you be open to anything like that, Gay Magnifici?
I just think it'd be really hard to determine somebody's mental health when they're buying a gun. I think we have enough laws right now that I just don't see adding any more to it.
All right, thank you for that. Kim Butler, you know, where do you stand on the Second Amendment in response to...
Well, the Second Amendment is part of our Constitution, so I support our Constitution, therefore I support the Second Amendment. My husband, my family owns guns. He hunted. I make a great venison hot dish, but I know the Second Amendment is not entirely about hunting. I support people's rights to own guns. I have no intention of taking away people's guns, as is often the charge thrown at Democrats. However, we do have a giant school safety issue. Our children are dying, and I support the recommendations of the Wisconsin Chiefs of Police Association, who do support things like background checks and waiting periods and allowing police to sometimes determine whether someone in a domestic abuse situation or a mental health situation should really be having access to a gun. I'm a mom with kids in school. Believe me, I lay awake at night sometimes after these shootings and wonder, are my kids next? Is that school next? No, I have no intention of taking people's guns away.
Thank you for that. 1-800-228-5615 is the number to call. This is the 28th State Assembly District candidate debate on Wisconsin Public Radio. The 28th District is in far west central Wisconsin, bordering the St. Croix River. It includes Polk County with parts of Burnett and St. Croix counties as well. This is your Assembly District if you live in places like Amory, Clam Falls, Eureka, Frederick, or St. Croix Falls, to name a few stops in the 28th. I'm Rich Kramer. The two candidates in the November 6th general election join me this hour. They are Democrat Kim Butler of Balsam Lake and Republican Gay Magnifici of Dresser. We pick up the conversation when we return. Also, we'll work through some more calls. This is the West Side on Wisconsin Public Radio, 88.3 WHWC and 88.7 WRFW.
Support for WPR comes from Wollersheim Winery and Distillery with the holiday event A Vintage Christmas on Saturday, November 24th, with tastings of wine, spirits, and Wisconsin cheeses. Complete details are at wollersheim.com. Support also comes from Farm Table Foundation in Amory, dedicated to promoting nutrient-rich foods and sustainable living to strengthen health and community, offering local food from small farms during every season. FarmTableFoundation.org.
Welcome back to the West Side. Today we're speaking with the candidates running for the 28th State Assembly District seat. The winner will represent Polk County along with parts of Burnett and St. Croix counties for a two-year term. I'm Rich Kramer. The candidates competing in that election are Republican Gay Magnifici of Dresser and Democrat Kim Butler of Balsam Lake. What would you like your assemblywoman to do for you when she gets to Madison? What issues would you like to discuss with these candidates further during this hour? Share your questions and your concerns at 1-800-228-5615. We've got a lot of call-in activity, but keep trying. We can get through a lot of calls in an hour. So 1-800-228-5615 is the number to call. And with that, before we take another call, I did want to get one issue in. It has to do with climate change. So in the last 6 years in Wisconsin, we've seen extreme rain events, 5-10 inches repeatedly, that have caused major flooding and caused Welcome back to the West Side. I was just informed that we went off the air periodically. So we're talking with the candidates running for the 28th State Assembly District. I apologize for the technical difficulties there. We're talking with Gay Magnifici, the Republican from Republican from Dresser, and Kim Butler, the Democrat from Balsam Lake. They are running for the 28th State Assembly District. Those counties include Polk, parts of Burnett, and parts of St. Croix County. So when we left, we talked a bit about health care and some other issues. Right now, before we take more callers, I wanted to talk about climate change. So in the past 6 years, Wisconsin has seen a lot of extreme rain events that have caused major flooding and caused millions in damages to roads, highways, and bridges. There have been multiple state and federal disaster declarations in northern, northwestern, western, and south central parts of the state. Climate scientists have predicted more storms like this due to climate change. So the question is, for both of you, do you believe climate change is real, and do you have any ideas to help the state respond and or adapt to these types of storm events? Kim Butler, I'll start with you on this one.
Okay. Yes, I believe climate change is real. I think we have, you know, a huge scientific majority of scientists who have decided that it is real, and we see it. Even our U.S. military is planning for climate changes and how that will affect national security and the security of regions around the world. So on a Wisconsin level, yes, these extreme rain events are getting extremely expensive for us. I think that one way we can start doing this is become a leader in green jobs, that we can push our students and our workforce into training for solar, geothermal, and wind energy jobs, that's a huge growing industry and that we can be on the forefront of it. I also think that as we do our environmental regulations, that we have to prepare for these types of events. We see storm runoff doing great damage and We need to make sure that when there's a erosion plan or a storm drain off, a storm drainage plan for a business or a mine or any number of things, that there's a plan for really a catastrophic event, because that's what we're seeing more and more. We're seeing these 100-year storms coming at, you know, every year practically. And so we need to be ready for what's going to be the new normal.
Thank you for that, Kim Butler. Gay Magnifici, same question to you. With regard to these storms that we've seen, the flooding, the damages to infrastructure, do you believe that climate change is real and it's playing a role in this destruction? And do you believe that, have any ideas for the state to kind of respond to and prepare for more of these types of storms?
Well, I do believe that climate change is occurring, but I mean, weather changes all the time, and it's been going on for hundreds and thousands of years. But I do believe that we should all do our part. I mean, we can't stop what weather is going to do. I did visit a solar facility down in St. Croix County, and I just found that very, very interesting, and I think I would support any kind of green measures like that.
All right. Thank you for that, Gay Magnifici. 1-800-228-5615. Again, we had a bit of a technical difficulty there, but if you're just joining us or wondering what happened, this is the 28th State Assembly District candidate debate. We are joined by the two candidates, Republican Gay Magnifici of Dresser and Democrat Kim Butler of Balsam Lake. If you've got a question or a comment, give us a call, 1-800-228-5615. Now we go to the phone. Maria in Frederick, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, thanks, Rich. I would like to hear from each candidate their view on school vouchers. I'd also like to know how each candidate would vote if they were elected on the school voucher issue, how they would vote if they were elected.
All right. Very good question. Thank you for that, Maria. 1-800-228-5615. Gay Magnifici, I'll start with you. Where do you stand on the voucher program?
I do support school vouchers. I think it's every parent's right and responsibility to see that their child gets the best education and the best chance for success. With that being said, I attended public schools here in the district, and I think we have great teachers.
Uh-oh. I think we may have lost Gay Magnifici. 1-800-228-5615 is the number to call if you hear this, Gay. 1-800-228-5615. Kim Butler, let's go to you then on the issue of school vouchers. Where do you stand on it?
I do not agree with school vouchers, and I want to see the program phased out. I believe that public tax dollars should go to public schools. We've seen that over 70% of the students who are enrolled in private and public schools were already in private or public schools, so their families found a way for them to attend those schools. My kids open enrolled into a different school district, and they also, my son was part of the Wisconsin, now I can't remember the name, but the program that allowed him to attend college as a senior in high school. So there's options out there, but I think that vouchers are taking money away from our public schools, particularly our rural schools, and that we need to see those tax dollars spent because schools are suffering. Most of my kids' elementary school teachers have been pushed out into early unwanted retirement, which is another reason I'm running. We're losing enormous expertise from our teachers and bringing in new teachers, and it's hard to find teachers for our schools these days. So, you know, it is every parent's right, but if you want to have your child have that certain kind of education, you should pay for it. And finally, voucher schools, in addition to not being transparent, we don't know where the money's going, they do not have higher outcomes educationally. The kids are not testing higher, graduating higher, or anything over our public schools. And the myth that our schools are all failing is exactly that, a myth.
1-800-228-5615 is the number to call. We are experiencing a couple technical issues this hour. Gay Magnifici, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, thank goodness. We thought we lost you
here.
There. We heard some...
I've been here the whole time.
Okay, I apologize for that. For some reason, you cut out. It was an issue with our phone system. Thank you for the callers so far. I apologize for the hiccups that we're having here, but it's part of the radio biz, I guess. So 1-800-228-5615 if you've got a question or a comment. Kind of along the back to the environmental issue, and has to do with groundwater safety. So water quality is an increasingly big issue for people across Wisconsin. Reports show that groundwater contamination of private wells in places like Kewaunee County in eastern Wisconsin and southwestern counties like La Crosse, Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties. But manure and other related animal-related runoff is a big deal everywhere. So do you think it's an issue that needs to be addressed? Do you think the DNR needs to do more? And let's start with Gay Magnifici.
Well, I'm sure there's always more to be done. Nobody wants their groundwater or their well water contaminated. But yes, I would support whatever the DNR needs to get done to make sure that we have clean water.
I'm seeing here that according to a report by UW Stevens Point Watershed Science and Education Center, 25%, up to 25% of the private wells in Polk County have tested positive for bacteria and nitrates. So do you think that voters in the district or statewide should expect to have clean water? And you've already mentioned it, that what specifically, Gay, do you think that the DNR could do to address this issue without placing too much of a burden on agriculture?
Well, I guess I know there's ways to treat wells. I would suggest that people have their wells tested to make sure that they're okay. And then just the people that are contaminating the wells, maybe penalize them.
All right. Thank you for that. Kim Butler, so do you think that this is a bigger issue than maybe the state has been, do you think the reaction from the state to manure runoff and these positive well tests has been adequately addressed by the state? And if not, what more needs to be done?
Well, I don't think it's been adequate. We have, the DNR has been decimated over the past 8 years, and lots of scientists have left their jobs, not been rehired, moved to Minnesota. And I like to defer to experts, so I want to see the DNR revitalized as a scientific expert group that oversees this. I definitely want to see groundwater regulation handled by the DNR, and I think that we do need to step up our testing. Certain areas like Kewaunee County have the geographical problem, too, that they have a shallow soil and, you know, the groundwater is very high up, and that's not necessarily a problem in the 28th District, but we definitely need to be aware of it. And I think also this goes to local control. I want to have the experts, or the experts, but the people in our community, the county, the town boards, the village boards, to be able to decide whether it's appropriate for a farm to expand, for a mine to be located somewhere, to make sure that there's stormwater and drainage policies in place, and give that back to the people who live in the area. I know that farmers, in particular, they live in our communities. They don't want contaminated groundwater. Their kids drink that same water. Their neighbors drink that water. They want to be good stewards. But I think the DNR needs to help them. We need to speed up permitting processes there by hiring more people in the DNR. But there's not one place that we can place the blame.
With that, let's go back to the phones before we take our final break here. And Ralph in Turtle Lake. Ralph, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, as a member of the Nurses Union in St. Paul, Mrs. Magnifici voted to go out on strike, even though she was making more than $35 an hour. Isn't that true, is my first question. My second question is, isn't that liberal Democrat politics, not conservative Republican?
Ralph, thanks for the call and appreciate the question. Gay Magnifici?
Yes, I was a member of the Minnesota Nurses Association. I was pretty much forced into being in that union, although I paid dues, and those dues went to support Democratic candidates in Minnesota, which I didn't support. There was a one-day strike that we were bullied into not working, but I do not. Every other hospital that I worked at, our raises were determined by merit. And as far as the nurses' union goes, everybody got the same, whether you worked your butt off or whether you didn't. And I was bullied into it. That's all I can tell you.
So to follow up on that, so Wisconsin is a right-to-work state now, meaning that you don't have to join a union if you don't want to. If you had that option while working in Minnesota, would you have opted out?
I would have opted out, absolutely.
All right. Thanks for that, Gay Magnifici. So, Sam, I'm not sure how to send the question your way, but I want you both to get a chance to address it. So do you have any thoughts on that? The union situation is a big issue in Wisconsin, but with regard to, you know, strikes and being forced into unions.
Well, I'm the daughter of a public school teacher who was in a union, so I was raised with the belief that people fought and died for our rights, and unions have brought us an incredible number of rights, vacations, et cetera, excellent health care plans. And so it is frustrating being in a right-to-work state where people no longer are forced to be part of the union, but they still benefit from the union. They still get that excellent union health care package that the union negotiates. And so I would like to see our union strengthened because I see a lot of things going on that are not good, that teacher, particularly in our schools, without the assistance of the union, that teachers are not being treated fairly and equitably. I have not been a union member myself, but I've worked alongside IBEW and NABIT when I worked in television and SAG-AFTRA. And I've seen what those union protections do, the mandatory breaks, the mandatory periods in between work. I think that those are all important common sense things that we need. And unions made our middle class in America. They allowed a prosperous middle class for people to buy cabins in Northwest Wisconsin, for people to send their kids to college. Our economy worked when we had strong, well-paid unions. Are the unions without fault? Of course not. There was corruption. But I think that we've moved past that and we need to re-strengthen our unions.
I think we're going to stay on the union topic here, and we go to Steve in Webster. Steve, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Rich. Do you mind if I ask another question since you already addressed mine, essentially?
Sure.
I'd like to ask, well, first of all, I'd like to say I'm so glad to hear the two candidates together on this show. We haven't had that opportunity so far because Ms. Magnifici has ducked the Turtle Lake Forum and the Unity Forum, which were put on by the League of Women Voters. She chose not to participate. And the Polk County Health Department also had a forum that invited both candidates. And again, Ms. Magnifici chose not to participate. I guess I'd like to hear from her. What's the deal? You know, it's an election. We want to know what the candidates believe. And it's really helpful to hear them side by side like we are this morning. Why has she not been coming to these forums?
Steve, I appreciate it. Gay Magnifici, that one is for you.
I didn't attend the one in Turtle Lake because it's more for the 75th district. And I had a conflict with the one that was held in Unity. And I just feel that my time was better spent going door to door talking face-to-face with voters, and that's the way I feel.
All right, thanks for that. Gay Magnifici, Kim Butler, any response?
Well, I think part of the job of a legislator is to be able to hold town halls and to be in situations where voters are asking them tough questions to their face. And so I've tried to participate in every forum. Granted, the Turtle Lake Forum, which is put on by the Turtle Lake School District, only encompasses a very small part of Western of the 28th District. But I felt that it was important to respect those voters and get myself out in front of them. And additionally, as a representative, I don't just represent the 28th District. I represent everyone. And I find in these situations, every time I go, I learn more. I get a different perspective. So I've been really happy to get out there and hear people's questions firsthand. And I was really excited about doing the health department forum because it was about vaping and e-cigarettes, which is a huge issue. And I learned a lot from them and was interested in talking more about it.
This is the West Side on Wisconsin Public Radio. We're going to take our final break right now. The voters in all of Wisconsin's 99 assembly districts are just 15 days away from electing their representative for the next 2 years. Today, we're talking about candidates, the 28th district, and we're featuring the candidates running for the 28th. That includes Polk County and parts of Burnett and St. Croix counties. Communities include, within the 28th, includes places like Grantsburg, Luck, Osceola, and Siren. I'm Rich Kramer. Stay tuned as we pick up our conversation with Democrat Kim Butler of Balsam Lake and Republican Gay Magnifici of Dresser. We'll be back in just a bit. This is the West Side on Ideas 88.3 and 88.7.
Wisconsin Public Radio is pleased to support Beyond the Headlines, a program of the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Join Beyond the Headlines in a part forum, part workshop, and part Q&A about poverty and journalism titled Building Trust, Eau Claire and its Journalists Engage on Poverty. This interactive presentation will let you hear from the experts, talk to your neighbors, and pose questions. This free event will be at 6 p.m. October 25th at the Pablo Center at the Confluence Music Hall in Eau Claire. More information at beyondtheheadlineswisconsin.org.
Contributors to WPR include the UW-Eau Claire Forum and Artist Series and Analog Ice Cream and Coffee. You too can help ensure the future of WPR with your business sponsorship. Details at wpr.org/sponsor. Support also comes from the Pablo Center at the Confluence. The Ailey 2 Modern Dance Company features a dozen young dancers performing new works and returning classics October 27th in the RCU Theater. PabloCenter.org.
Wisconsin Public Radio has been providing listeners access to their legislative candidates for more than 20 years. We hope that these on-air discussions give listeners and candidates the opportunity to personally connect over issues that are important to them. I'm Rich Kramer. Today on the West Side, we're talking with the candidates from the 28th State Assembly District race. They face off November 6th in the general election. The winner will head to Madison to represent Polk County and parts of Burnett and St. Croix counties. Voters in the 28th come from places like Laketown, Lincoln, Somerset, Wood River, and Turtle Lake. Republican Gay Magnifici and Democrat Kim Butler join me for the remainder of the hour. 1-800-228-5615 is the number to call to speak directly with the candidates. Election is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Can you believe it, folks? What issues would you like your potential representative to address? We're getting close to the top of the hour, but we'll take as many callers as we can. It has been a lively, lively morning as far as the phones have been concerned. So let's go to Nancy in Somerset. Nancy, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi. Good morning. Farmers are really struggling across the state, and one of their biggest issues is the cost of health care. So how do we help them lower their health care premiums?
That's a good question. Kim Butler, let's start with you.
Okay. Well, that's one of the reasons that I want to open up Badger Care as a buy-in option while we wait for Washington to figure out whatever it is they're going to do and whether they're going to repeal something or not. We can do things right here in Wisconsin to help small businesses, including farmers who are small business people. The statistics I've read about opening up Badger Care, that would mean that rather than the ACA, you could buy into that, could save you up to 25% a month on your premiums. For me, that would be a lot of money, thousands of dollars I would save each year. Also taking the Medicaid expansion money, the federal money, $1.7 billion that Governor Walker left on the table would allow us to, do other things with that money, maybe up reimbursement rates and things like that. And as I said before, the zip code prejudice. I'm not exactly completely how that works, but the idea that if you want to be an insurer in Wisconsin, you have to play by these rules and enforce suggest the same premiums for everyone across the state. I don't think it's fair to pick out cherry-pick districts and charge them higher rates, particularly since those districts tend to be rural where there are farms. So, yeah, farmers need our help as much as possible because, obviously, we all need to eat.
So if I could follow up, I have no idea either how these insurance premium things work, but if it's a case like a situation where, because of a low population density, the companies, in order to meet some kind of a threshold, they have these policies. If you were to mandate that the policies be similar prices statewide, could that be some sort of a government control of over this independent industry?
Well, this independent industry is making record profits and people are dying. So I think something in this situation is not working and that the government does need to step in more. The insurance companies have the government over a barrel in some ways. Aetna was trying to get out of being insuring in certain counties, but in reality they were really using that as an excuse or pushing to allow a merger to go on between Aetna and another company. And so they were holding the government hostage or holding the states hostage for that. So, that's another reason why we should move to Badger Care for All or opening up Badger Care as an option, is that that could increase competition in the market. If people are going to Badger Care because it's cheaper, maybe that tells the insurance companies, the private insurance companies, that they need to lower their rates.
Gay Magnifici, I'd like to go to you now with that same question. Farmers, some of them forego insurance because the rates can be so high, and you addressed that earlier on, that the deductibles can be very expensive. So how do you, as a lawmaker, if elected, how do you help farmers get access to insurance without pricing them out?
I just feel that we have so few choices in northwestern Wisconsin, and I really don't think that we need to rely on more government. I would love to see if the farmers, that they could band together, small business people band together so that they can buy in groups at a lower rate, just like the government does.
Thank you for that. Gay Magnifici, 1-800-228-5615 is the number to call if you've got a question or a comment for the candidates. These are the candidates running for the 28th State Assembly District. Democrat Kim Butler, Republican Gay Magnifici. 1-800-228-5615. Now we go to Amory. Alan, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Rich. And I want to thank both Gay and Kim for running for the 28th District. My question relates to prenatal health care. What would you do to improve prenatal health care for the unborn child so that these children can go full term and avoid death by the suction machine or the scalpel? Thank you.
Thank you for that, Alan. I appreciate it. 1-800-228-5615. Gay Magnifici, let's start with you.
Well, I am proud to say that I am a pro-life conservative, and I believe every child's life is valuable. And I want to see more prenatal care done so that every child can be born healthy. And I am proud to say that I've been endorsed by Pro-Life Wisconsin.
So that brings me to a follow-up question. Right now, there's speculation that the nomination or the confirmation of Justice Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court could ultimately lead to a case where the landmark abortion rights decision, Roe v. Wade, could be overturned. Wisconsin already has laws on the books, basically, and when asked, Governor Walker basically said it depends what happens on the federal level. But in theory, if Roe v. Wade goes away, those laws would be in effect. So, Gay Magnifici, would you be all right with that? These are laws, of course, that restrict and make aspects of abortion illegal.
I mean, I am totally against abortion, but I really don't see it. It's been on the books for about 50 years. I really don't see anything changing, which is sad, but I really don't think anything is going to change.
All right. Thank you for that. Kim Butler, prenatal health, pro-life, and Roe v. Wade. Where do you stand on this?
Well, prenatal health, of course, we want to make sure that our moms have the nutrition and the doctor resources that they need to bring their child into the world as healthy as possible because of the immense amount of brain development that goes on in the womb. And so, of course, we need to make sure that we, again, have access to health care, that everyone can afford health care, because access to health care and affordability are two different things. And I want to support those single moms out there that may not have the resources, because we want to make sure these kids are born healthy, because if they're not, that costs us as a society later on. These kids might need more special services in school, and so we want to ensure that they have the best start possible to life by making sure that they get vitamins, food, and all of that. As far as abortion and right to life, I think that the decision to carry a pregnancy, to terminate a pregnancy, or to put a child up for adoption is best made between a woman and her partner, a woman and her family, a woman and her faith, and a woman and her doctor. And I don't think that the government has a place in that decision. 60% of people in America support a woman's right to choose. And I would like to continue to work for those women to have that choice.
Thank you for that. Kim Butler, 1-800-228-5615. We do have some open phone lines right now. We're talking with the candidates running for the 28th State Assembly District. It has been held by Republican Adam Jarko. He ran for state senate, did not win that race, so now his assembly seat in the 28th is up for grabs. We have two candidates running for that seat. Kim Butler is a Democrat from Balsam Lake, and Gay Magnifici is a Republican from Dresser. They're on for the rest of the hour. You can get your question or your comment in by calling 800-228-5615. We go to Willem in Colfax. Willem, what's on your mind?
Well, the first thing, I guess the Second Amendment is sort of a pet peeve of mine because so many people misquote it. It's one sentence, and it has nothing to do with personal protection or protecting people from a government tyranny. It's not about that. But so I urge people to read the Second Amendment. My comment is that the President of the United States, Donald Trump, is visiting Wisconsin, and he's been rallying his crowd and saying that people that are protesters are a mob. And I was wondering if how the representatives feel about that comment. See, I think it's part of our rights for freedom and liberty for the people, and the First Amendment says the right of the people to peaceably assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. That's what they're doing. They're not a mob. They're exercising our constitutional right and the fact that we're a democracy that believes in freedom and liberty and the right of the people to address their government. So I was wondering if she supports his comments, and he says that a vote for Republicans is a vote for him, and I'm wondering what she thinks about that.
All right. Thanks, Willem, for the questions. Actually, I'm going to start with Kim Butler on this with regard to protests and the president's comments on them. You know, what would you have to say about that? About the we've seen some protests turn ugly on, you know, and it's caused unfortunate situations and it's hurt the nation. So how do you balance public safety with the right to protest?
Well, our right to protest is fundamentally American. And the idea that we would be precluded from showing how we feel and not being able to protest, whether it's right in front of the White House or assembling as we have for decades, if not a century, in various places throughout Washington, D.C., that disturbs me. That ability to be American and to wage a protest is even being considered as something that would be stifled. Angry mob, I mean, that cracks me up because, you know, I've been to the Women's March and I was there with a whole bunch of other mild-mannered American women who are there because we think something's wrong and we're just voicing our opinion there. Yes, protests can go bad on both sides, and there's lots of techniques that each side use sometimes to foment that violence, and that is wrong. I also understand, though, that sometimes people get so frustrated, they feel like they're not being heard, and they turn to violence. So to preclude that, we need to listen to people to begin with. We need to not let Americans get so frustrated that the only recourse they feel is the violence. Because, yeah, I don't want to see lives, property, or anything damaged by protest. But peaceful protest is a wonderful American thing.
Now, the second part of Willem's question had to do with the president saying, and I didn't see this quote, but that a vote for Republicans is a vote for Trump. Do you see it boiling down as simply as that Kim Butler, do you think that, how heavily do you think that the president and his popularity weighs into the 28th Assembly District race?
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say that both Gay and I want to represent the 28th District on a state level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not running on this election as a federal mandate on the federal election. What's going on in Washington is not something that I can have an effect on in this position and as a citizen in Wisconsin right now with anything except my vote and my protest. So I'm running to make things better in Wisconsin. And what's going on in Washington is not something that is in my wheelhouse, is in my realm right now.
Gay Magnifici, the question I think was originally intended to directed at you, but so with regard to protest, the same question for you: how do you balance the public safety with the public's right to protest? Do you think that certain people, including the president, labeling protesters as a mob is problematic?
Well, I think it is the First Amendment right that you are definitely allowed to protest, but it should be peaceful. And there should not be any violence. And I think inciting violence is wrong. I really don't align myself with the federal either. Like Kim said, we are here to represent our district. And that's that.
All right. Well, that is pretty much our time. I want to thank our candidates, both of them, very much for sticking through to the end with all the technical difficulties we had. But also, it was a great discussion. We had a lot of fantastic callers, so big thanks to them. Kim Butler, Gay Magnifici, thank you both so much for your time today. As always, thanks to our callers and the listeners, and to Team Westside, especially Catherine Thomas, who produced today's program, Mort Cypress, who handled on-air production, WPR News intern Taylor Pomisal, and Republic Relations intern Rachel Klepper, who promoted today's debate. Tune in again next Monday morning at 10 o'clock for our final candidate debate on the West Side just before the November 6th general election. We will talk with all three candidates running for the 31st state Senate seat, including members of the Green Party, Republican Party, and Democratic Party. They'll tell us why they want your vote to represent Pierce, Pepin, Dunn, Eau Claire, Buffalo, Trempealeau, and Jackson counties. That will be the conclusion of the 2018 midterm general election candidate debates here on the West Side. I'm Rich Kramer. Have a safe and productive week. We'll chat again next Monday morning. Thanks for listening.